When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced the formalization of an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump, saying the president must be held accountable for his betrayal of his oath of office, betrayal of our national security, and the betrayal of the integrity of our elections. Pelosi specifically charged that the administration had violated the law by not turning over a whistleblower complaint concerning President Trump's July call with the Ukrainian President Zelensky, citing testimony that the Director of National Intelligence was blocking the release of the complaint. She said this is a violation of the law. The president apparently pushed Zelensky to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter. The president vowed to release a complete transcript of his call, though it's unlikely to settle the issue in Congress. First, let's go with Howard Bloom, the author of The Global Brain. Howard, your take on this situation.
Well, there's no impartiality here. The Democrats and the Republicans are living in two separate worlds. Let's change that. The Trump followers, because that's not all Republicans. And the world of Trump, Democrats have been out to get poor Donald ever since he declared his candidacy. They have mounted what Trump calls the greatest and most destructive witch hunt of all time. President Barack Obama and his team, according to this view, used the FBI to spy on Trump in early 2016. They concocted a phony story about Trump and Russia. Now they are concocting another phony story about an intelligence community whistleblower and an alleged Trump attempt to coerce the new president of the Ukraine digging up dirt on Joe Biden and his son Hunter, and Hunter was on the board of a Ukrainian oil company. The real criminals here, says Trump, are Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. But according to the Trumpists, all these Democratic dirty deeds are a part of a coup, an attempt to undo the results of the 2016 election, an attempt to undo the will of the people. As the Tea Party supporters of Trump see it, by harassing Donald Trump, the Democrats are committing treason. Then there's the Democratic view. Things look very different from the Democratic point of view. Donald Trump has committed at least half a dozen crimes, according to the Democrats. Until late this afternoon, he refused to turn over the complaint of the whistleblower to Congress, a criminal act, an act that violates the law. Trump has violated the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution by hosting foreign delegates at his hotels and making it clear that those who spend the most money in his commercial empire will get the most favored treatment. This is bribery. Trump took an oath to uphold the Constitution, according to the Democratic view, but he has violated the Constitution's separation of powers. He has trampled on Congress's power of the purse by redirecting $3.6 billion that Congress clearly allocated for the military to his border wall. Trump has tried to cripple Congress's constitutional powers of oversight by refusing to allow the members of his administration who have been called to testify to appear, or in the case of Corey Lewandowski this week, by instructing Trump team member to literally show as much contempt for Congress as he possibly can. Contempt of Congress is punishable by jail time, but that's not all. Trump has broken the law that says a candidate cannot accept things of value from foreigners for a campaign. Trump built his entire 2016 campaign around a Russian gift, Hillary Clinton's emails, then openly encouraged the Russians to reveal more of them. But that's not all. Trump's Republican Party has rigged the American electoral system so that a Republican candidate that gets a mere 48% of the vote can beat a Democratic candidate who gets 52%. Donald Trump's election does not, according to the Democrats, represent the will of the people. Far from it. Trump lost the election to Hillary Clinton by 3 million votes.
Yeah, but he won the Electoral College.
Yes, he won the Electoral College, but Trump's, we could say that Trump's election, at least in the Democratic view, is a violation of the people's will. And there's more. Donald Trump lies. He gives false witness roughly a half a dozen times.
So let me ask you, do you think this impeachment inquiry is warranted? Yes or no?
Yes, I think it's very much needed.
All right, now let's get the views of Dr. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com. John, go ahead.
Well, I mean, Nancy Pelosi said today, and we have to believe her, this is not political. Oh, it's not political. When the Mueller report basically vindicated Trump, you know, on March 23rd, the Democrat fantasy of impeaching Trump went bust. But what did they do instead? What they did was they sent Gerald Nadler, the House, Judiciary Committee chairman. They sent Adam Schiff on another witch hunt to cherry pick anything they could find out of the Mueller report to prove that Trump obstructed justice. Well, what happened now is that they have their smoking gun, or they think they do. But isn't it jumping the gun a little bit, not even knowing what the transcript is? You talk about a rush to judgment right now, where the Pelosi has been under massive, pressure from the Quad Squad, especially AOC, who essentially said 2 days ago that the biggest scandal of all is not Trump's misdeeds, not his law breaking, but it's why the Democrat Party has not impeached him. So finally, they're getting what they want right now, which is to throw as much mud on Trump, and this was always the Democrat plan, throw as much mud on him as they can between now and the election, hope that it sticks, and that they can prevent him from a second term. But, you know, these are serious charges. If the transcript reveals, George, that Trump did try to coerce the Ukrainian president into investigating the Bidens in exchange for $450 million in military aid, then I think they've got a case.
Then they got a case. That's true.
I do.
We'll find out what happens. All right, John, thank you. John Curtis, onlinecolumnist.com.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Digital trends show up every day in business decisions and actions. West Monroe is the number one strategic partner translating technology into financial value for companies. The This Is Digital podcast applies West Monroe's two decades of secrets and best practices to your business's benefit. Favorite past topics from the last three seasons include how AI and the next generation of employees are shaping the workplace, becoming a product company, Highmark's journey, and what does it mean to put the customer first? Learn more at westmonroe.com.